For CRI News, this is Bob Jones. China's first homemade large passenger aircraft, the C919, has been rolled out of the final assembly line in Shanghai. The plane is designed to have 158 seats and a standard flight range of 4,075 kilometres. It's been developed by Commercial Aircraft Corporation of China, or COMAC. The C919 aircraft will make its maiden flight next year and then begin test flights for about 3 years before going into commercial use. COMAC said it has already won 517 orders from 21 customers at home and abroad for the aircraft. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang has expressed his hope that the trilateral cooperation between China, Japan and South Korea will be free from disturbances. He made the remarks at a joint press conference with South Korean President Park Geun-hye and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe after the trilateral leaders' meeting was held in Seoul. The meeting has come about following a 3.5-year hiatus. Premier Li Keqiang said the three sides have agreed on facing history squarely, aiming towards the future and appropriately managing sensitive issues, including historical issues. Premier Li also highlighted the significance of enhancing mutual trust, saying a good political mutual trust is an important foundation for deepening development. Beijing's PM2.5 density, an indicator of air pollution, has dropped by over 20% during the first 10 months of the year compared to the same period last year. According to new figures released by the city's Environment Authority, the average density of PM2.5, airborne particles smaller than 2.5 microns in diameter, was about 70 micrograms per cubic meter in Beijing, down nearly 22% year on year. Meanwhile, other indicators such as sulfur dioxide and nitrogen dioxide showed a decline also. The authorities have attributed the improvement to air pollution control measures and favourable weather conditions. The city has removed some 280,000 old cars from roads, closed 315 polluting companies, and increased green area by 6,000 hectares during the first 10 months. China's top family planning authority has stressed that the current one-child policy is still valid until legislators ratify a new policy allowing all couples to have two children. The National Health and Family Planning Commission urged local authorities in each province not to carry out the two-child policy willfully. The ruling Communist Party of China announced the abolition of its decades-old one-child policy at the close of a key meeting at the end of October in an attempt to balance population development and offset the burden of an ageing population. A final plan for the policy change will be ratified by the annual session of China's top legislature in March. Zhu Fushou, general manager of Chinese carmaker Dongfeng Motor Corporation, has been put under investigation. China's top anti-graft body announced today that Zhu is being probed for alleged severe disciplinary violation. Zhu is also the company's deputy party chief and board member. Based in central China's Hubei province, Dongfeng is a state-owned commercial and passenger vehicle enterprise. The Shanghai-listed company also deals in auto parts and vehicle manufacturing equipment. Jingdong Group, a major e-commerce player in China, is planning to build an e-commerce industrial park in the city of Langfang in North China's Hebei province. Jingdong says the park will be the biggest of its kind in China. As the Chinese government is encouraging the Beijing-Tianjin-Hebei integration program, the park, located in Hebei province, will serve as an important logistics center for Jingdong, while Langfang hopes it will boost the city's e-commerce development. According to a memorandum signed on Sunday, the park will be built with Jingdong's investment, technology and human resources, while the Langfang government will help with infrastructure. Defence chiefs from South Korea and the United States have agreed to joint operational plans against any nuclear and missile threat from North Korea. The U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter and his South Korean counterpart Han Min-koo held the annual defense ministers' meeting between the two countries in Seoul on Monday. The talks resulted in a 16-point joint statement which approved a so-called 4D operation plan to detect, track and destroy North Korea's ballistic missiles mounted with nuclear or biochemical warheads. The joint strategy would involve using U.S. surveillance assets to closely monitor movements in North Korea so as to hit targets in the North in times of crisis with precision striking weapons from both Seoul and Washington. For CRI News, this is Bob Jones.